Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Any Other Name by Craig Johnson, narrated by George Guidel and directed by Abigail McHugh. The author begins this novel with the following quote from Act 2, Scene 2 of Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. Oh, be some other name. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. And now, any other name.
Chapter 1. Joseph Conrad said that if you wanted to know the age of the earth, look upon the sea in a storm. If you want to know the age of the Powder River country, just be on the wrong side of a coal train. A guy who worked for the Burlington Northern Santa Fe once told me that the trains in northern Wyoming are about 140 cars and a mile and a half long. But it sure seems longer than that when you're waiting on one. Lucian Connolly, my old boss, and the retired sheriff of Absaroka County, reached into his pocket and pulled out his beaded tobacco pouch the Cheyenne elders had given him, along with the name Nido Nestigo, he who sheds his leg. Damn, this is a long one. He also pulled his briarwood pipe from the inside pocket of his light jacket, much too light for the weather, and fingered a small packet of wooden matches along with it. We used to get calls from the railroad detectives. What a useless bunch, wanting us to come down and identify the hobos that climbed in the hoppers back in Chicago and Milwaukee, and with the slick sides and the rail car walls, they couldn't get out. He stuffed a small amount of the tobacco into the bowl of his pipe. They'd pull those cars into the mines and dump tons of coal on them. Imagine their surprise. Homeless. He turned to look at me. What? Homeless. They don't call them hobos anymore. He nodded his head and looked back at the train. Flat as a damn pancake is what I called them. I watched the cars roll and felt the ground shake. The single largest source of coal in the United States, the Powder River Basin, contains one of the largest deposits in the world and has made Wyoming the top coal-producing state since the late 80s. He pulled a match from the pack and made ready to strike. Pulverized pepper steak. Wasn't a lot to identify, I can tell you that much. The major cities of the Wyoming portion of the basin are Gillette and Sheridan. In Montana, Miles City. The rest of the 24,000 square miles is what they call sparsely populated, and I call Durant and home. It was a Saturday. Flat as a flitter. I was tired. Identify my ass. And I was about to lose my patience. Looked like hamburger. I scrubbed a hand across my face. Old man, you're not going to light that pipe in my truck. He looked over at me for a moment, the silence between us carrying the electric charge of decades, grunted, then pulled the door handle and climbed out of the bullet. The clanging of the warning bells amplified through the open door before he slammed it behind him and hobbled on his one real and one fake leg to the corner of my grill guard, at which point he recommenced lighting his pipe with a great deal of dramatic flourish. It was December on the high plains, but you never know it to look at him. Cupping his knotted hands together without a shiver or gloves for that matter, and ducking his Stetson open road model hat down against the wind. Amplified by the flashing red lights of the railroad crossing barrier, the brief flicker of orange glowed, reinforcing the impression that he was the devil and that the deal I had struck with him was venal and binding. He raised his head. The consistent wind that battled the onward rushing of the train, pulling at the brim of his hat like a miniature tornado, his eyes almost squeezed shut with nothing showing but the stained, walnut-colored irises glinting black in the half-light. I looked down at the letter lying on the center console. The postmark was from a week ago, and the return address was Gillette in the Iron Horse subdivision, which was located on the other side of the rumbling coal cars. Gillette was in Campbell County, technically out of my jurisdiction as the Absaroka County Sheriff. My daughter was having a baby in a matter of days, and I was supposed to be visiting her in Philadelphia. Instead, I was here, helping Lucian resolve his debt to a dead man. A barely audible whine keened from the back seat, and I reached around and ruffled the fur behind dog's ears.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?